I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society. And in part one, we talked with Alex Lubotsky about his colloquium lectures, which will be Thursday, Friday, and Sunday at the Joint Mathematics Meetings. Here in part two now, we'll be talking about his experiences in the Knesset. You're the first person I've interviewed who's been in the parliament of your country. What was life like in the Knesset?
Yeah, I was a member of the Knesset, but it was a kind of an accident. That's not always so easy to explain to Americans, because, you know, in Israel, you go by a list. You don't run to elections by yourself, but the parliament is elected according to list. And in Israel also, you have to understand, the system is very different. In America, you have two parties, you know, kind of forever. We have a million parties who come and die, and now this was a new party. And the party put me as a decorative candidate. You know, I was a professor, I was young at the time, they thought that could be nice. And simply the party succeeded more than it was expected. In fact, I was supposed to spend a sabbatical year, the year after the University of Chicago, and this had to be canceled. My still does not forgive me for that. Kind of an accident, but it was a very interesting accident. You know, I found myself doing in the Knesset things which I didn't expect. I mean, here and there I had to handle, you know, because I was kind of a scientist in the Knesset, which is not so common. Though it's not so rare in America. You know, in America, to be a politician is a profession. In Israel, it happens many times to university people who went to the parliament and went back to academia. But usually it happens more to people from law school, you know, from political science school. It's more rare to happen to a scientist. Though I'm not the first case. There was Yuval Ne'eman, if you know, the well-known physicist, was a member of the Knesset and the cabinet. By the way, even now there is a mathematician, a member of the cabinet in Israel. It might entertain you that what I discovered when I was in the Knesset, this you might want to mention, because that's an interesting thing. In the Israeli, a really top people of the country, there is a good number of graduates of mathematics. There is a reason for that. I don't know if you heard the name of Yoni Netanyahu, the brother of the current prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He is a national hero because he was head of the commando unit who did the famous mission in Entebbe, that an airplane was kidnapped to Uganda and Israel sent a commando unit to save them and managed to bring them back to Israel. But the head of the commando unit was this Yoni Netanyahu, and he was killed in this mission. Now, he was a student of mathematics. A close friend of him was Ehud Barak, who was the prime minister and is now the defense minister. And he also was a student in our department of mathematics. And now they both were kind of role models for people in their unit. And many of them went to learn mathematics because of these two. Even though they never work in mathematics. Ehud Barak, for example, has a degree in operation research from Stanford University. The wife to the chief of staff was a mathematician. So there is a good number of mathematicians in our political leadership. To break it, I can add that it shows that he's a mathematician, but still doesn't do so well.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. That's Alex Lubotsky, who holds the vague chair of mathematics at the Einstein Institute of Mathematics in Israel. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.